Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to do one thing different because we've been talking 3.5 hours now about the stuff that went wrong. Obviously, the spot on Ertz, penalties, drops. There was a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But there were, like, I specifically made a note that I wanted to
talk about Terry.
No, I wanted, yeah, sure. But I wanted to talk about Dante Fowler.
Dante Fowler has been a maniac.
Dude, he's got 8.5 sacks through 10 games. Mm-hmm. He's among the leaders in the NFL. He's on pace for the first double-digit sack total in for this organization in a little while. Probably since Payne's contract year. Pro Bowl year. Fowler's been fantastic.
Yes.
And not only has he been really good, but he also isn't in Dallas anymore as depth when Parsons went down, when he would have been playing. I do think it's 7-3 and coming off a game where they kind of gave it away late, but they were still quite good against a very good team. Like, it's okay to shout out some of the guys that are performing really well.
Yeah.
And I think Fowler, for me, is at least near the top of that
Fowler
list.
Fowler has been unbelievable. And Terry, remember when they were talking about he's not involved enough? Just got him another 100-yard game yesterday.
Yeah. McLaurin now is, I know he started yesterday top 4 in yards in the league. He didn't get any touchdowns yesterday, but I think he finished with 115 receiving yards, made some tough catches. I love that slant that he took. You know, you'd love to see him score on that, but he completely flipped field position. He had a couple plays where he was trying to will his team to a victory, it kind of seemed like, where, you know, yeah, Terry has 711 receiving yards through 10 games and 6 touchdowns. I mean, his career highs, he is on pace to easily surpass the career highs. His career high yardage is almost 1,200 yards, 1,191. He made the Pro Bowl in 22, had 5 touchdowns this year. Right now, with 6 touchdowns through 10 games, he's only 1 off the pace of his rookie season where he had 7. So I think...
How many yards do you have right now?
Yards, he's at 7-11, okay. Always open. On pace to, I'd say, really beat his career best yardage total and touchdown total. Interestingly, the receptions will kind of be a little tight. His second year in the NFL, he had 87 catches. His YPC dropped a little bit. Because it was more of a volume play that year.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, I mean, it is wild to think he's at 47 catches for 711 yards. The second highest per game average of his career. And I think the touchdowns are going to go way up. So, those two dudes, I don't know. Is there anybody you enjoyed watching yesterday, Jeff, for Landfill? Because we've been kind of not blasting him, but pointing out all the things that went wrong, and sadly there was a lot, but there was some stuff that was good.
All right, so I'm not blast. Like, I enjoy watching the team. We just came up short on some plays, you know. Like, I enjoy watching the team yesterday. It was a good game of football. I don't know who would I say really stuck out.
Well, I thought Chin was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Jeremy Chin is balling this season. Better lock up that extension real quick.
Do you want to issue Chris Paul an apology?
Yes, I will publicly issue Chris Paul an apology because I messed up his name. I messed up. It's fine. Play what that movie? Players mess up too, Craig.
All good.
It's all good. But I just had a lot of people inform me it was Trent Scott. So
Chin had a pick and a fumble recovery.
Yeah, and he's and didn't he have a pick last year? Last week, or was it the week before that?
He definitely has had one. I'm trying to remember right now, top of my head.
He's been balling all year.
Totally. I think you're right. I think he did have one last week. Chin's been really good. No, last week he had the fumble recovery, I believe. Chin's been good. How about the backup kicker they signed? I mean, it wasn't always pretty. It was a little more nerve-wracking than what it has been with Seibert. How much does that concern you, talking about the injuries going into Thursday night in Philly?
Well, I mean, I don't, it doesn't concern me because the kid was perfect in what he did. I think if Seibert can't go, you got somebody in your thing that you know can kick. But if Seibert's back, just move on. But, I mean, listen, man, as a former player, you get an opportunity to play. And these guys need to try and step up and show what they're capable of. You know? And if he had come in, you know, and his ball looks different, but his ball goes through the uprights. And if it went through the upright every day, I'm not concerned at all about that.
Dude, depending what happens today with some of this injury stuff, it'll be kind of fascinating how they figure out the inactives. If you have to, if more people from yesterday's game are now injured and unable to go Thursday, I guess you could just have them on the active and not play them. Mm-hmm. But, like, you may be forced into situations where you've got to release a guy that you don't want to, or there's just not a lot of wiggle room at this point because you're carrying two kickers, four running backs. Like, it's just
I guarantee you they got a game plan. They're not concerned at all.
Well, I think there's a difference between having a game plan and not being concerned. Some of these are just not ideal scenarios.
I understand, Jay, but, like, you are a energetic and everything. I don't think these people, they already got a plan for what's going to happen. They'll know. Because you got 53 guys start up, 40-something end up at the game, all 40-something don't play. So if they have 45, they can work it. They have 44, they can
work. They'll have no option either,
I understand,
right?
But, I mean, for the most part, you're not going to get everybody hurt every week. So it won't be that much of a problem.
Short week, man. It's going to be tricky. Big, big division game. Washington has played quite well in Philly. I gave you A.J. Brown's numbers against the Eagles. Against Washington since he got to Philly 2 years ago. Keep in mind, too, Terry has killed the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's been really good up there, including, his rookie debut came against Philly.
100-plus, right?
What's that?
He had over 100 that game, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he had two touchdowns. Maybe he had one and had one more he wanted. In 10 career games against the Eagles, Terry has 58 catches for 847 yards and four touchdowns. Now, unfortunately, the record in those 10 games is 3-7. Out of teams that Terry has played more than once, how many do we think he has a winning record against?
More than once?
This is kind of fascinating. Ravens 0-3 against the Bills, 3-0 against the Panthers, 2-0 against the Bengals. There's a whole lot of trouble here. Any more twos? 4-6 against the Giants in his time. 0-2 against the Jets. That's lower than I would expect. That's it. So he's done very well against the Cardinals. The team has done very well against the Cardinals, the Falcons, and the Panthers. Not necessarily a surprise considering where Washington has been for most of the last 5-6 seasons, kind of the company they've kept. This year they're keeping different company, so maybe they go up to Philadelphia, short week or not, show them who's boss.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.